بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم مرة أخرى في حلقة جديدة من هذا البرنامج العربية للجميع. Respected listeners and our students, once again welcome you to another episode of this program, العربية للجميع, Arabic for all. And in this program we are learning the language of the Quran, the language of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, and the language of the Hadith and Dua and Salah. Make intention, inshallah, we are learning this wonderful language so that we can develop khushu' in our salawat, we can come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when we are studying the Arabic language and understanding the Quran in a better way, understanding the hadith in a better way, also realizing the meanings of the dua and developing our khushu' in our salawat. Alright, today is a general revision, the time of the general revision, every second program, general revision, in addition to practicing the Arabic language with us in this general revision. Today is a new lesson, and also towards the end, inshallah, we will be revising on some of the important grammatic bases if we have time for that as well. Alright, the lesson, as we say, we are going in order and learning from the Noble Quran, from the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and always you'll find in the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that the verses are coming, and some of these words of the, which are used in the verses is coming again and again and again. So nobody will be missing anything, inshallah, by you learning with us and going with us, trying to understand the Arabic language, trying to understand the vocabs of the Quran. You will find that many of the words will come again. So inshallah you won't lose following up with us. Even if you just started right now, inshallah ta'ala, you will benefit a lot from learning in this program. Right, we are in Surah Al-Baqarah. This is Surah 2 in the Noble Quran. And we are studying this Surah. We're going in order. And Alhamdulillah, Thumma Alhamdulillah, we studied a great deal from the Arabic language and from the words of this Surah, Surah Al-Baqarah. And today, inshallah, we are studying new verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Verse number 97. Inshallah, we will be studying this verse number 98 and 99. The verse says, "من كان عدوا لله وملائكته ورسله وجبريل وميكال فإن الله عدو للكافرين ولقد أنزلنا إليك آيات بينات وما يكفر بها إلا الفاسقون." Right, so we'll study these two verses, inshallah ta'ala. Man kana aduwan lillah. Man, whoever. Man kana, whoever was. Aduwan lillah. Adu means an enemy. Adu means an enemy. And the plural is a'da. A'da, write down the spelling. Alif ayn, dal waw, alif an hamza. A'da. While the singular is adu. Adu, Ayn, Dal, and Waw. Adu means an enemy. Adu means an enemy. Alright? And A'da is the plural, A'da, which means enemies. There is also another plural for that. This is A'adi. A'adi. Man kana aduwan lillah, was an enemy to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa malaikatihi, and to his angels, the angels of Allah. Wa rusulihi, and to his messengers, the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa Jibreel, and Jibreel alayhi salam, the angel Jibreel or Gabriel, peace be upon him. Wa Mikael, Mikael alayhi salam. Fa inna allaha, inna means indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, aduul lil kafirin, he is an enemy to those disbelievers, to those non-believers. The next verse, wa laqad, indeed. And indeed, that waw is a conjunction, means and, laqad, and indeed. Anzalna, indeed, we revealed. Anzalna, we studied this word before. Yunzil, anzala, tanazzala, to reveal. Anzalna, we revealed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala using the royal plural. We revealed, doesn't mean that there are many, but it means, it's called in the Arabic language, royal plural, al-damir al-malaki. It's a linguistic issue. We spoke about it before. Just revising on that. أنزلنا إليك آيات. آيات بينات إليك إليك to you we revealed to you إليك إليا to me إلينا to us إليهم to them إليكم to you أنزلنا إليك we revealed to you صلى الله عليه وسلم to رسول الله آيات بينات آيات بينات هي a noun and an adjective بينات is an adjective and it is describing these ayat says ayatim bayinat clear verses we reveal to you clear verses bayinat from bayina which means clear which means sign also miracle all these are meaning for this word bayina and the plural is bayinat which means clear signs very clear signs bayinat and it's plural it means it's more affirming the meaning that these verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are very clear verses. Ayatim bayinat. Ayatim bayinat. Ayat is a plural of ayah. Ayah means verse. Alif, ya, and round ta. Verse. The plural is ayat. Verses. Bayinat. The adjective is bayinat. And when there's a noun and adjective, we start by translating what? By translating the adjective, if we're translating to English, we'll translate the adjective first. Ayatin bayinat, clear verses. So he sent to you clear verses. If translating from English to Arabic, we will start by the noun. Ayat will come first, as it's coming first. Ayatin bayinat, clear verses. So always, in Arabic, the noun supersedes the adjective, while in English, the adjective supersedes the noun. Clear verses, it's translated Ayatin bayinat, not bayinatin ayat. وَمَا يَكْفُرُ بِهَا إِلَّا الْفَاسِقُونَ وَمَا يَكْفُرُ بِهَا إِلَّا الْفَاسِقُونَ And those who will be disbelieving in these ayat, who will reject these ayat, مَا يَكْفُرُ بِهَا Those who will not accept it, they will be بِهَا referring to the ayat, إِلَّا الْكَافِرُونَ sorry, إِلَّا الْفَاسِقُونَ except إِلَّا is means except started before Alif Hamza under the Alif Kasra which is a small dash under the Alif then Lam and Alif إِلَّا الْفَاسِقُونَ except those people who are definitely disobedient those disobedient those who are committing shameless deeds those who are misguided and those who are not following Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala إِلَّا الْفَاسِقُونَ Continuing the verse after that, أَوَكُلَّمَا عَاهَدُوا عَهْدًا نَبَذَهُ فَرِيقٌ مِّنْهُمْ بَلْ أَكْثَرُهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ أَوَكُلَّمَا عَاهَدُوا عَهْدًا أَوَكُلَّمَا is a question, but we call this question سؤال تقريري. تقريري means that it's a question that is making a hujja over them. Question that's giving the answer already. Question that is making people think and ponder. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows everything, but He's just making us ponder and reflect. أَوَكُلَّمَا عَاهَدُوا عَهْدًا is exclaiming and saying that whenever they took a covenant, is it whenever they take a covenant, then نبذه فريق منهم few of them or a group of them or a party of them is throwing it away and rejecting this covenant so some of them when they as a group they make a covenant then after a few years another group or small group from them or someone from them come and he starts rejecting this covenant so they don't have ahad they don't keep the ahad they don't keep the words in a way أَوَكُلَّمَا عَاهَدُوا عَهْدًا Is it whenever any one of them or whenever they took a covenant عَاهَدُوا means to make the covenant this verb means to make the covenant or to take the covenant عَهْد means a covenant عَيْن هَا and دَال just عَهْد means a covenant while عَاهَدَ يُعَاهِد means to make the covenant or to take the covenant the continuation نَبَذَهُ فَرِيقٌ مِّنْهُمْ نَبَذَهُ They throw it away. But who throwing it away? Yambudh means to throw away or to reject. Yambudh means to throw away or to reject. Yambudh is Ya Noon Ba Thal. Yambudh. Ya Noon Ba Thal. Yambudh. And the past tense is Nabadha. Nabadha. He's talking about them. You see, Nabadahu. They are throwing it, referring to the covenant, or rejecting it, rejecting the covenant. But who is doing that? Fariqum minhum, a party of them. Fariq means party. Fariq means party, also means group. Fariq, party or group. Minhum, from them. Fariqum minhum, a party of them, a section of them. They are rejecting this covenant. بل أكثرهم لا يؤمنون بل ني بل means ني it's a new word بل با لام just با لام بل بل ني أكثرهم لا يؤمنون أكثرهم means most of them the opposite is أقلهم أقلهم means little of them أكثرهم most of them أقلهم little of them or few of them أكثرهم أكثر means a lot أكثرهم most of them أكثرهم أكثرهم لا يؤمنون most of them they don't believe they don't have that إيمان most of them they don't have this إيمان so I'll stop here verse number 100 inshallah we started 100 verse from the noble Quran from Surah Al-Baqarah in addition to Surah Al-Fatiha may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from all of us and hope you understood all these verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala And we'll go for a short break, inshallah. After the break, we shall continue. شِرَاءُ الْهَدِيَّةِ شِرَاءُ الْهَدِيَّةِ Buying gift. Buying a gift. How to buy a gift? What do we say in Arabic? If you want to buy a gift, what are the most important phrases and sentences that you can use in a dialogue if we want to buy a gift? Some of the important things to know is مَتْجَرُ الْهَدَايَةِ مَتْجَرُ الْهَدَايَةِ is the gift shop. متجر الهدايا متجر is shop ميم تاء جيم and راء متجر means gifts sorry means shop and الهدايا is plural of هدية which means gift gift this is هدية ها دال يا and راون تاء هدية means gift hope you write it down ها دال يا and راون تاء هدية means gift it came in the Quran إني مرسلة بهدية Sending a gift in the surah where the queen of Saba was speaking about Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam sending him a gift. Alright, so basically, hadiya means gift and the plural is hadaya, gifts, hadaya, gifts. Alright, so, uridu an ashtari hadiya, very important, I want to buy a gift. This is how you're going to say it when you go there to the majjar. Uridu an ashtari hadiya. I want to buy a gift. Also, another important word or sentence is لمن ستشتري الهدية لمن ستشتري to who you will buy this gift male, female, child, elder لمن ستشتري الهدية to who ستشتري to who you will buy this gift هذه الهدية Right, so a person will say, سَأَشْتَرِيهَا لِوَالِدَتِي I will buy it to my mother. حَسَنًا عَنْ مَاذَا تَبْحَثِينَ عَنْ مَاذَا تَبْحَثِينَ What are you looking for? عَنْ مَاذَا تَبْحَثِينَ What are you looking for? Hope you're writing down. عَنْ مَاذَا تَبْحَثِينَ Or تَبْحَثِ if you're speaking to a male. عَنْ مَاذَا تَبْحَثْ About what you are searching or what you are looking for. أُرِيدُ ثَوْبًا لَطِيفًا I want a nice dress. أُرِيدُ ثَوْبًا لَطِيفًا I want a nice dress. ثَوْبًا لَطِيفًا أُرِيدُ سَاعَةً سَاعَة The watch is called سَاعَة in Arabic. سين, عين, سين, ألف, أن, عين, and راون تاء. سَاعَة Okay. So, we're just mentioning few examples, but there are many that a person can buy. كم ثمن الهدية؟ كم ثمن الهدية؟ How much is this gift? How much is it? Say, he'll speak either in his language, using his currency. 20 dollar, 20 dinar, 20 riyal, depends on the country you are in. So if you don't like the price, هذه غالية جدا. This is very expensive. غالية جدا. هل يمكن أن تعطيني خصم? Can you give me a discount? هل يمكن أن تعطيني خصم? In Arabia, most of the shops, by the way, they accept the bargaining. They accept that they give discounts. So it's not a fixed price. You just tell them, I'd give me, even if there's a fixed price on the clothes or whatever, you still can bargain and you still can discuss the price. Alright, so let's continue. So he says, هل يمكن أن تعطيني خصما حسنا سأعطيها لك بعشرة دينارات. سأعطيها, I will give it to you for 10 dinars. شكرا, شكرا. هل لديك أي شيء آخر أشتري? Do you have anything else that I can buy for my mother? نعم لدينا هذه الأساور. Yes, we have these Pringles. I can give it to you. Alright, so you, obviously in a shop you'll find many many gifts that a person can give, can buy. So this is just some examples of some important phrases and sentences that we can use, inshallah ta'ala. Alright, 2 minutes to the hour of 3 o'clock, and we came to the end of our program for today. Jazakumullah khairan for listening to Al-Arabiyatul Jami'. Subhanakallahu bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruk wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.